For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. The Columbia Police Department's uniform crime reporting data released Friday showed a decrease in violent crime. KBIA's Brady Finn has the story.
The report shows 3.76 violent crimes per 1,000 people in Columbia. The last time the violent crime index was this low was in 1985, when the population was 64,000. Now, that's almost doubled. Training and Recruitment Sergeant Chad Craig says there are challenges to training new officers and handling the growing population.
It's very difficult getting new people in and trained ready to operate on the street on their own. They spend at least 3 months in the police academy and between 3 and 4 months in field training.
Letitia Strower is the public information officer for the Columbia Police Department. She says relocating officers to places with the highest crime rates is one of the reasons for the decrease in crime.
Two officers in the Douglas Park area. We did two officers in northeast of Columbia in the Smiley Lane, Derby Ridge area where we were seeing these robberies that were occurring.
The Uniform Crime Report data was gathered using the Columbia population from 2012 because the FBI has yet to release the 2013 report. Brady Finn, KBIA News.
Missouri Chamber CEO Dan.
A Missouri House committee is scheduled to consider legislation that would change the ability of certain public employee labor unions to collect fees. The Workforce Development and Workforce Safety Committee is planning to hear public testimony Monday on the measure its supporters call paycheck protection. The bill would prohibit a union from receiving fees that are deducted automatically from a public employee's paycheck. It would also require unions to get written authorization to spend a person's fees on political activities. Unions representing first responders, such as police and firefighters, would not be affected by the bill. The Republican-controlled legislature passed a similar bill last year, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. A study released Thursday by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry states that Missouri is, quote, falling behind when it comes to providing digital learning for K-12 students. Marshall Griffin has details.
Missouri Chamber CEO Dan Meehan says although online learning options are available in the Show Me State, most require tuition, while those that don't are limited geographically.
If we hope to keep pace with the changing landscape in education, we need to start by opening up virtual pathways to give our students more options for learning and success.
The study contains several recommendations. They include supporting unaccredited and provisionally accredited school districts that want to offer online courses, offering fully funded online courses to students in rural areas, and expanding broadband access to every home in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
More than 80 Missourians are serving sentences of life without parole that the U.S. Supreme Court says are unconstitutional because they were juveniles at the time of their crime. A Missouri state senator has introduced legislation that would allow those 83 people convicted of first-degree murder to receive a new sentencing hearing. The measure would allow those older than 16 to serve life without parole or a 50-year minimum sentence. Offenders younger than 16 could also spend their lives behind bars or be eligible for parole after 35 years. In 2012, the High Court said states can't automatically impose life without parole sentences for juveniles. It said states must account for differences between juveniles and adults when sentencing them for murder. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators emphasized science education and research as a top priority for 2014 in a meeting Friday. Christopher Husted reports.
The board discussed a proposal for $51 million to help boost the number of students educated in STEM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, by investing in facilities, infrastructure, and top-of-the-line equipment. Indeed, buildings across all four UM campuses need a total of $1.3 billion in renovations. UM System President Tim Wolf says the curators will first focus on securing $194 million in funding to renovate some of the more dire science buildings.
The state's high dependency on the University of Missouri System for campuses to produce STEM graduates, and we're not producing enough right now. And one of the bottlenecks is that lab space and classroom space to have that high-quality STEM education.
Priority buildings include the College of Engineering's Laffery Hall in Columbia and Benton and Stadler Hall in St. Louis. Earlier this week, the board voted to freeze tuition for the next year and to hire outside counsel to examine the university's handling of swimmer Sasha Menucori's alleged sexual assault and her struggle with mental health issues before her suicide. In Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted.
Some cancer patients want Missouri legislators to make chemotherapy pills more affordable. Cancer patients came to the Capitol this past week to testify for legislation that would prohibit insurance companies from charging patients more for oral chemotherapy than for intravenous treatments. Chemotherapy pills often are more costly because they are covered as a pharmacy benefit instead of a medical benefit, subject to a typical doctor's office copayment. 27 states already have laws requiring equal coverage for oral and intravenous chemotherapy treatments. An actuarial study found Missouri health insurance premiums would rise by an average of 57 cents per month if a law were enacted requiring equal coverage for oral chemotherapy. A lobbyist for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri says that equates to a $12 million impact statewide. The federal agency that oversees two popular rivers in southern Missouri is trying to balance the competing needs of preservationists who want more environmental protection against nearby property owners fighting for less government regulation. Paddlers, partiers, boat owners, and other outdoor enthusiasts have long flocked to the spring-fed Current and Jack's Fork rivers. The two bodies of water make up a national park known as the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. The National Park Service is updating its management plan there for the first time in 3 decades and held a series of public hearings and meetings in January. The agency's preferred alternative would close 65 miles of undesignated horse trails and unauthorized stream crossings, while also adding restrictions on the use of motorized boats. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarik.